Data analytics and artificial intelligence are today the most important platforms to support the growth of any organization. In this area, Derivo is a strategic partner offering to their customers expert services that include data management, data visualization, predictive analytics, business intelligence, data science, data security, and cloud computing. We have helped customers like HSBC, Sanofi, and Bimbo to generate significant savings in their business, identifying new growth opportunities and reducing risk through data analytical platforms that improve their decision-making, transforming companies to be more informed with data-driven decisions. Derivo is a partner of the best data analytics technologies: Power BI, ClickSense, Tableau, Snowflake, Databricks, Synapse, Azure Machine Learning, etc. Staff your data analytics backlog in a nearshore schema with a certified team of consultants. Derivo, release the power of data.
Hello, I'm Dr. Beverly Wright, and welcome to Tag Data Talk. With us today, we have Justin Grishup, Director of Analytics and Insights from CBTS. Welcome to Tag Data Talk, Justin.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
Awesome. We're talking today about getting the education right, choosing academic programs to stimulate a successful career in data. Super interesting. You know, I don't think I've ever had a guest talk about anything even close to this. So I'm really excited to hear about this. Plus, as you know, from, you know, some of our conversations before, I've worked in the academic industry for, you know, teaching data science to all different levels for over two decades. So this will be really interesting. But let's start off with a quick background. Tell us, Justin, why are you so cool?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily describe myself as cool. I'm not sure a whole lot of people would either. But I think if I am cool, it's probably because I'm surrounded by a lot of really cool people. So I have a really eclectic group of friends from a broad background, and I'm very fortunate in that way. I come from a background in data from starting in very early in my career. I was about 18 when I really started getting my hands dirty in data, and I caught the bug, and I haven't looked back since. So I'm excited to be here. It's very nice to have that conversation, and I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah. So tell me about this bug. What was it? Because for me, it was the discoveries. Mm-hmm. You know, you're digging, like you're using a shovel, and you're coming across a treasure, and this treasure doesn't make any sense unless you connect it to this rock over here and that rock. It was about those discoveries and the connections. Tell me about what sparked you.
Sure. So connections are fantastic, and it's almost like neurons connecting.
Yes.
It's great to kind of see an idea arise out of something that you've created. That's wonderful. For me, I think really what motivated me most when I started moving into data was understanding the impact that it could have to an organization. So it wasn't just about the idea, because the idea, while fascinating and fun, and that's really a huge part of the draw, it really became for me about, well, what can that idea do? How can it be applied? And how can that help make things better for the people around me?
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm getting some word salads over here. So, you know, in the company where I work, Birchworks, we do this study, and it shows that the majority of people that work in data science, it's a very large percentage, have at least a master's degree. Mm-hmm. And then something like 40% of AI professionals have a PhD, mm-hmm. which is a really impressive number given that the general population is much lower than 40%.
Sure.
Even in data science, I think it's 12% according to the Birchworks study. So education is kind of a big deal, you
Absolutely.
Know, for people that are in this field. And there are plenty of people that are transitioning over. So tell me about some of the types of backgrounds and disciplines that you've either collected yourself, because didn't you go to some little school called Harvard or something?
I think I've heard of it.
But tell me about some of the education and disciplines that you've either experienced yourself personally or you've overseen teams. So just kind of lay of the land in analytics and insights. What do you see?
Sure. So maybe I'll start off with a little bit of context for my comment.
Sure.
I find that storytelling with data is one of the most important parts of communicating data. It doesn't matter if you have the greatest dashboard in the world that answers every problem. If someone doesn't know how to read it, if someone doesn't know how to interpret it, if you can't help them, then it really doesn't matter, because it's not going to land. So the ability for someone to come to a problem, come to the table, and be able to approach a problem from it, from various disciplines, is a really important part of doing data work. In fact, I think that's where a lot of data products end up failing. Not so much in that they aren't strong, but but potentially that they're not communicated very well, and potentially that the person on the other side of the table isn't very well understood. So I find that especially with technical people, and I think I work with amazing technical people, there is sometimes the tendency to get really excited about the technology, which is wonderful and it is exciting, but the person on the other side of the table doesn't come from that same background. So if you're approaching data from a STEM field, I really emphasize thinking about something in communications, because your ability to communicate back to your end user what you're able to do, and in a way that they can digest, is really going to ultimately drive the probability of your solution being picked up. Mm-hmm. And to the other side of that, if you're coming to data from perhaps a business background, it's really going to be about how you can communicate with your technical peers who perhaps have a deeper lens into computer science, who really understand more of what's happening on the deepest levels of the tech stack, so that you can effectively navigate those waters while working back with the business and translating back.
Gotcha. Very cool. So we talked about the you've got a lot of great things going here. So we talked about the STEM field being one side of it, and that it plays a part and it definitely has some impact and some importance. But it sounds like you're saying that the communication part of it is just as important, that the business side and being able to understand each other and being able to bridge that huge gap, which oftentimes happens between your sort of quant people and then the consumer of the analytic, the business people. So the STEM and the business both can benefit from those kinds of studies toward an analytics background. Is that right?
Absolutely. The communications piece, I think, is actually as important, if almost not more important.
Wow, that's bold. Okay, I love it.
Because your audience is not going to understand. And if you're talking to them in a lingo that mm-hmm. they're not able to appreciate or respect, regardless of whether or not you're correct.
Yeah.
Right? Let's assume you're correct. Right? Let's assume you have a really strong handle on that. Mm-hmm. If they cannot connect with what you're saying, it's not going to matter. They may shake their heads. They may not. You may have a room full of executives who are very impressed with your beautiful dashboard and your beautiful visualization. But if they don't understand how they can take that point, mm-hmm. take action and drive change, drive value for the organization, it really ultimately doesn't matter.
Right.
So your ability to land that communication piece is pivotal. And it doesn't have to be you, but it does need to be someone on your team.
Yeah.
You need someone or something that can help you translate from data to human.
Love it. So a couple of things you mentioned. What about sciences? Oh, before I talk about that, though, you talked about the importance of business, and I have a little quick story for you. The first time I ran a competition called Master Mahler Competition was at Georgia Tech, and we had computer science, we had engineers, we had Master of Science in Analytics. We had all these students, applied stats, and there was a handful of business teams that competed. And at Georgia Tech, guess who won? The first year it was a business team.
So really?
It was. And then they went on to Purdue and they won that too. And it was a national sort of thing. So very interesting. And what a bold statement. I'm impressed that you mentioned that. So tell us, Justin, about the sciences. Is there a place for data science for people with like science backgrounds? You know, the biologists, the chemists, those sorts of things. Tell me about that.
100%. I mean, one of the interview questions I ask is explain what data has to do with the scientific process, right? So if you, data effectively is a means of replicating and iterating on a hypothesis.
Yep.
It is the scientific
method.
Process.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And systems just allow you to iterate faster, right? So it's effectively science on steroids if you're doing it right. And so that also means that your framing of your problem matters a lot too. Mm-hmm. My dad told me at a very young age, you can go just as quickly in the wrong direction, right? So if you're framing your problem incorrectly, if you don't really know what you're solving for, you may feel great about applying gas, but you are ultimately not going to arrive at the destination that your user wants, your customer wants, and really where you're trying to get to.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're coming to data from a background of science, you're actually really well equipped to understand how to frame those problems. I would go back to, you need to understand how to communicate that progress, because if you are just iterating, people will want speed. People will want to understand what success is being achieved over a time frame. That's the only kind of advice I probably give. If you're really pure science, you're going to care a lot about that answer. You may not care as much about the process for the end user, and that's something you really have to pay attention to.
Okay. So STEM field people, I'm drawing a grid in my head because, you know, I'm a quant, but STEM field people are kind of, they're the technical quant side. Business field people are the communication. Sciences are design of experiment, scientific method. It sounds like every discipline has a little something to contribute to data science analytics.
Absolutely. And one of the most talented data professionals I know came from theater.
What?
Yeah, came from theater. And I actually asked him once, I said, so can you tell me a little bit about what the overlap is here? So help me understand where you're coming from that helps. Where's your background help you in your role? And he had a really interesting answer. He said, because I'm able to imagine myself as other people, when I'm working with an end user, I'm able to put myself in their shoes really easily. So I can empathize with where they're coming from. And it helps me ask and answer or ask contextual questions that put me in their position, which helps me ultimately solution better. So really, I would encourage anyone from pretty much any background to come to the data table, because I think everyone's a data professional, right? Whether or not you're actually doing the data work, you're going to be leveraging data to make better decisions.
Love it.
And if your perspective and your unique view is valuable.
Oh. So even from the arts, and it's interesting because I've had teams of data scientists, and I've, on occasion, depending on who we're talking about, I've suggested that they go take an improv class, just like a one class or something on improv.
That's great.
Just to kind of get them out of that quant shell and out of their left brain for like a hot second. Very interesting. So would you rather, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, Justin, but would you rather have, if you had a team of 10, would you rather have 10 Master of Science Analytics students, or would you rather have a mixture? Talk us through that.
100% a mixture.
Not even a question, right?
100% a mixture. We've got a motto on our team, and it's the best ideas win, right? And it's really about bringing the best ideas forward. No one's ever penalized for having a wrong idea or a suboptimal idea. Your diversity is your strength. You're having diverse views is your asset. So 100%, I would rather have people who are coming and looking at things differently, because I'll tell you, if you get the majority of people saying, I see this from a different lens, but I'm still looking at the same thing, you've got a pretty good indicator you're on the money.
Mm-hmm. How do we get hiring managers to see this phenomenon, to understand the value of this diversity of thought? You know, how do we, because many of them just want to hire an MSA, like, oh, I got one MSA student, I want to get another one. Or some of them get a little PhD crazy and they're like, oh, I just want to get a bunch of PhDs. Now for innovation lab, I understand that. But for applied analytics or data science, like, how do we get them to appreciate and understand that a little bit more? Does it just take time?
I think this may be a non-intuitive answer, but I think it's really growing secure and understanding the problems you're solving, right? Because if you understand the problems you're solving, then you can appreciate the richness and depth of diverse views on that problem. You may not necessarily agree with everyone, but understanding what you're trying to achieve for the organization is critical. If you're focused, I'll say this personally, as much as I enjoy working in data and I love it, it's one of my absolute favorite things to do. If you left me in a room to just do what I liked, right, I would be in trouble, because I would go and I would build 50 models and I would be having a lot of fun with it. And I could go off and I could do a show and tell with some of my friends, and it really wouldn't drive business.
You are my twin brother.
So I know this because I am this. And so if you're a hiring manager who is just looking for data people, you're probably going to find a lot of people like that, mm-hmm. right? And people tend to work on things that they enjoy most. So if you couple those two things together, you've got the potential to bring someone in who is going to work on a lot of things that they enjoy, but not necessarily drive that value. It is your job as a hiring manager to understand what problems need to be solved so that you can help focus and channel that value. Because if you can channel that team against those problems, you are going to hit your stride. And I think it's from that vantage point that you will begin to appreciate the diversity of views, because that's really where the rubber hits the road.
I love it. That's fantastic. This has been really wonderful. I just want to ask what final piece of advice you would have, especially for hiring managers trying to understand the right education and how to extract value from those resources.
I'd say if you were strictly looking on a technical basis for a technical background, you are probably missing 30% of the talent. Right.
Wow.
I have a fantastic team. And part of the reason I think we have a fantastic team is that our criteria for bringing people on is much less about where their academic background came from and more about who they are, what they're bringing to the table and what they know. And that in itself has proven the highest ROI. I wouldn't trade diversity of background for pretty much anything.
Amazing. Wow. What statements. Thank you so much to Justin Grishop, the Director of Analytics and Insights from CBTS, for being with us today on Tag Data Talk.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.